Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. The Wildlife Resources Commission said Friday's incident involving a girl who was injured by an alligator at Lake Waccamaw was more of an encounter than an attack. A biologist says it does not appear that the gator was intentionally hunting the 12-year-old girl. She is recovering from lacerations received while she was in the water with a group of children playing off Canal Cove. Wildlife officers confirmed the alligator was more than 12 feet in length, and a necropsy will be performed. A relative shot the gator and drove it off and helped identify the animal when wildlife officers found it on Saturday. A former Bladen County school board member has been jailed on multiple counts of child sex abuse. Keith Edward Locklear of Clarendon was released on $15,000 unsecured bond. He was charged with indecent liberties, sexual battery, and assault on a child under 12. The charges were filed in Bladen and Columbus counties. We have more on this story on our website. The sheriff's office is seeking a driver who allegedly ran over a puppy on purpose on Sunday. The incident on Angela's Way was caught on surveillance cameras. Anyone with information is asked to call the sheriff's office or file an anonymous tip via the CCSO app. A half dozen residents of Lake Waccamaw and the surrounding communities spoke out against the proposed Old Lake development at Monday's County Commissioners meeting. In fact, opponents of the plan just about filled the meeting room. Developers want to build 4,500 homes near East Columbus High School. That would eventually make it the largest residential community in the county. Speakers were concerned about the effects of pollution, stormwater, and lowering the aquifer that serves the lake, as well as traffic congestion and rising taxes in order to provide services for the estimated 10,000 new residents. A bill in the General Assembly would take away local authority to regulate developments like Old Lake Road Plan and those in southern Columbus County. Senate Bill 205 would transfer authority over planned urban developments to state agencies instead of local governments. Critics are concerned that the move would further politicize the regulatory process and prevent affected property owners from ever having a say in what goes on in their communities. Republican legislators are calling for disciplinary action against Democrat Representative Julie Van Hafen. Hafen shared video from a No Kings rally on Saturday that showed a beheaded effigy of Donald Trump. Officials criticized her for encouraging political violence, especially since the post on X was shared after two Minnesota elected officials were shot on Friday. Speaker Dustin Hall and Representative Brandon Jones of Columbus County said they're looking into what disciplinary actions could be taken against her. Van Hafen has since disabled her social media accounts. Chaparron Baptist Church is opening Vacation Bible School tonight through Friday. It'll be at 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. Then Saturday and Sunday, it will be from 9:30 until 12:30. That's right. You've got Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 5:30 until 8:30. Then Saturday and Sunday from 9:30 to 12:30. This year's theme is What a Mess, and of course, everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.